The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Wednesday, May 13th, 2026.
Yep.
That is correct.
Boy, it feels like it's just going to be a calm day.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's good. You have some kind of, you have a good feeling.
Yeah.
What you're saying, yes.
Well, you know, we've had, I'll go even from last Friday until yesterday.
Yeah.
Real busy.
Very busy.
So busy.
A lot of setting up going on. Yes. Stuff like that.
Yes. A lot of behind the scenes stuff. If you want to hear about it, join our Patreon.
Oh, you got to.
We don't have a Patreon.
We don't.
We do not.
There's a lot of wires going back and forth everywhere.
Yes.
It's like, oh, this is... But you know what? It worked out. For the most part.
For the most part. For the most part. Yeah, it was good.
So today is one of those days where you just kind of, you know, talk about stuff and kind of ease into it.
Is it that every day, though?
Yes. I tell you,
You said yesterday after FTR left, Dax and Cash, when they were in here, you said, whew, boy.
That was good.
That was a lot of work to get it going, but that was good.
I love having the interview and the videos we can get from it and, like, you know, the actual when it's going on.
Yeah.
But when we say, like, we're going to have a guest, I'm like, oh, I hate it. I hate that feeling leading up to it.
Yeah.
Because of all the tech stuff, you don't know what's going to go wrong.
Right.
Plus all the stuff you have to set up, you know.
Yeah.
When you have multiple people.
Plus you just don't, you don't know how it's going to sound and look and all that stuff, but it was good, though.
Plus, no offense to, you know, engineering or anything, but...
Yes.
Like, it's early enough where I'm kind of on my own for the most part.
Great song.
To try to figure some stuff out.
Anita Baker, I believe, did it.
So, like, you know, you're like, you're a one-man show until it gets going.
Yeah.
So, you know, you hope for it goes off without a hitch. It did for the most part.
What does that mean, without a hitch? I know what it means, but what does it mean?
Yeah, like, I don't know where it came from.
I thought about this morning. I was...
What the hitch is.
I was having some breakfast, and I was just sitting there just thinking about, like, oh, I'm breaking my fast. Is that... I swear to God, I didn't... It's probably very elementary, but I was like, oh, okay. I fasted overnight. I'm breaking that now, so I'm breaking fast.
And some people don't do it, but you do it eventually. You might not call it breakfast.
Right.
But that's what you're doing.
Your first meal of the day is breakfast because you're breaking your fast.
Yep.
Yes. So what is brunch?
God, what is brunch? It's an excuse for alcoholics to go
It's fun.
Could you imagine having guests every day? What that would be like?
Once you got going, you know, like on a repetitive basis or whatever, I bet it would make the week fly by. Because it made the show fly by yesterday. Just goes boom, 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 boom.
We didn't even get to everything we were going to ask.
Hell no.
That was fun.
You were good, man.
Yeah.
You got a good guest that goes back and forth with you. Now, StreamYard stuff's different. You know, you can have virtual guests. And a lot of people do that now.
Yeah. I don't prefer it.
When you big market and you got a lot of people just like literally coming in and out every day, like you never know who it could be.
I know. But then it could also be, but when you're doing something like that, like where it's like, okay, guest every day thing, you eventually start having guests on that you don't care to talk to. And it's not,
yeah,
you know.
We've had some people where you were continually talking or they were talking and you would just pause. And I don't remember who it was, but it was. Like some famous actor.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, God. I remember one time. I'll say his name. We had Mark Schlereth on the show. I think we got one question apiece.
Yeah.
Because he would not stop talking.
Yeah. He was over-promoting.
It was an old football memory.
Like, that's the thing. When you come on to, like, not as a caller, but, you know, like a, you know, so-called famous person to be a guest, you're not there... just to, out of the kindness of your heart, wanted to do us a solid and come on our show. The trade-off is you have something to promote, like a wrestling show at the Harris Cherokee Center.
Yep.
for instance, tonight, or you might be promoting a book or whatever. But you gotta like give us something too, like you know, funny story, or show us a former wrestler's small genitals after the show is over, something, you know, in a photo. There's a trade-off to it. You don't want to just come in and over-promote.
What's fun about the trade-off, and this has happened to us before, but I've heard it on other shows too. When you have the guests, they'll immediately try to get to what they're promoting.
Oh yeah.
You're like, hang on.
Oh yeah.
There'll be time for that later.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta get those mentions in.
Like, thank you, bye-bye.
Yeah.
We'll prompt you for it, dude. Damn, just like, let us get some stuff in for a second.
Right, yeah. You got a new book.
You got a new book out, don't you? Get a new book. I'm doing my, what's his name? I forgot his name. Gosh, how quickly we forget. He said the racist thing. He had a ranch.
Oh, you're talking about on Never-Headed Hoes.
Yes, Don Imus.
There's a Never-Headed Hoes.
Oh, goodness.
Like, I don't know how that was. It's like Elon Musk talking. It's like...
first buddy.
Yes. I mean, it's just that weird kind of, I don't know.
I guess first buddy's back in the good graces, right? He's on the China trip right now.
He doesn't follow it.
I just, man...
The drama.
There's a big CEO envoy, I guess you could say, on going to China with Trump.
The booking right now of politics, as if it were wrestling, is in this mode where it's like they promise you like this great reveal of a mass wrestler, and then it's like, oh well, it's going to be next week. That it's like when Sting was in the rafters for 2 years. He kept saying, when's this son of a bitch going to come down and wrestle? He's just sitting up there with a ball bat and a crow on his damn shoulder pointing at Hulk Hogan every damn week. He's like, when are you going to go down there and do something?
Which, you know what, to his credit, this is kind of along the same lines when, you know, Owen Hart's accident.
Yes.
And Sting was still
like
willing to do that in the rafters.
Yes, yes. Do you remember after Sandy, not Sandy Hook, I don't even want to mention that school name, the Aurora.
Just
Aurora.
Yourself on that.
I did. I'm trying to knock this sense into myself. Aurora, you know, Florida? That school shooting, that was Colorado. They were their trench coat mafia.
Is that like Columbine?
Yeah, Columbine.
Columbine.
Yeah.
God, what is Aurora? That was another one, right? That was the movie theater show.
Was that another one? Yeah, that was.
Yeah, so God, it's so sad.
So many horrible times.
So many. They're only known by, like, the town name, which sucks for the people who live there. Oh, you're from Boulder, Colorado?
You know what? They reference it now. When these people, when these shootings happen, they go back to Columbine. As some sort of inspiration for...
Yeah, but they were wearing trench coats, so they said, hey, Sting, quit wearing a trench coat for a couple weeks. It's too soon.
Yeah, I'll never forget those guys. I won't say them, but I'll never forget their names.
I remember the one. I think it's good that they're not as memorable anymore because they just put them over as like legendary.
They just want people that are mentally ill, want to be histrionic, to be known.
Histrionic?
Well, that's what it's called. I mean,
historic?
You've got a mental disorder that you want to go down in history to be a serial killer.
Oh, my God.
Is that what that is?
I don't know, but that sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Why else would you do something like that? You want to make a mark mentally.
Mentally ill, yeah. Yeah, dang it, man.
Yeah. How do you fix that? Like, who knows?
That's why I switched my major.
Oh, yes, to vagina waxing.
Yes. Don't have to think about it.
Oh, man. Yeah, what? Because, like, now, granted... They happen so often, it's crazy that you can't remember all of them. But, you know, but then again, the city.
But it's almost like with anything, even with, you know, the positive stuff.
Right.
It happens so often, done so much that.
Like if you live in Maggie Valley and you tell someone, oh, hi, I live in Maggie Valley, they're like, ghost town.
Butts on the river.
And then, but yeah, it hasn't been open in like 15 years, but thanks. Yes.
Yeah,
like if you're right. In a big city and you're like, oh, hello, I'm from Greenville, South Carolina. With the bridge? Holy crap, with the bridge.
Yeah.
With the bridge and the river thing. Yeah. You guys do Artist Fair and you don't let local artists up here? Yeah. I've heard of Greenville.
I feel like we're the Greenville. Now, 46 states have a Greenville, but I think we're the ones that usually pop first.
Well, most towns and
we're in the top 10.
In cities, not most, but a lot of them are named after like Egyptian princes and queens. And
you saw my Sugar Tut.
Oh, dude,
that's the best.
Dude, well played. That was good.
Give me 5 God, points for that.
That was good.
Air 5.
That was excellent.
I can't repeat that.
I know, man. That was great. Sugar Tut.
That's so awesome. Naughty on so many different levels.
It's like Phoenix, and you know, if it's not named after Egyptian stuff, it's named after the stars or some kind of gods or goddesses. It's really like Memphis. Memphis is based, that's a city or whatever in Egypt, is Memphis.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That is a cool name, Memphis.
Like Phoenix, obviously, that has the, you know, rising of.
I think of barbecue and bullet shells when you think of Memphis.
Well, Columbia, all the Columbias and Columbus are based on Columbia, you know, and what's that, a constellation? Hell, I don't know.
God, it could be. Like a Little Dipper, Big Dipper.
Yeah.
The Dippers.
Big Bopper.
Lip Dipper.
Yeah, Richie Valens. Rest in peace.
God, that was kind of cool back in the day, but if you look at constellations now, you're kind of a nerd.
Well, I mean, you know.
You don't use that gimmick.
Yeah.
God gave you.
You haven't.
I don't know. I'd look at them. I'm amazed by them when, you know, you look up at stars and stuff, but I still don't get them.
You don't look at it and say, I wonder whose star that is. Because like, you can buy them.
Yeah, like, can I put on Meta glasses and look at the star and said, your Aunt Brenda bought you this star for Christmas in 2004. There it is. You see, put on my glasses. You see my star?
What if you want to sell it and you realize you never had it?
It's like timeshares. You can't.
Right. Can't do it.
You can never do it.
Did you get a star named after you in the last 20 years?
We'll buy it back.
My name's Duke Hudson, and I'm going to help you sell that star.
I'm not a lawyer, but I can get you out of star
I'm not a lawyer or an astrologist, but I'll help you sell that star.
Vacate the star.
Oh, man. You wonder
about that commercial. Like, okay. Why you have such a vested interest if you ain't a lawyer?
Because he tells his story that he got screwed over. And he's like, I've now made it my job.
Do you
it's
have
a, like a,
his mission in life to
help
people.
It's kind of like Walsh. You know, it's like they took his kid, and now he's made a...
Now they're getting...
His son does that show now. Do you know that? He has another son, obviously.
I think they did like a reboot because they were doing AI images, like generations of what the criminals would look like now.
Oh, that's weird.
Like they had full body scans or whatever.
Oh.
God, I hate to transition to that, but I did see on Facebook yesterday where it was Kyle Petty, a post about Adam Petty. I think it had been 26 years or 27 years since he passed away.
God.
So he put a picture of him, and I saw Richard put a picture of them two up.
You know, some of those, man, I can't, you know, it's time and stuff. Like, but Adam was in a helicopter, right?
No, he died on the track.
Okay, so which one was the helicopter then?
Davy Allison died in a helicopter.
There we go.
God bless.
And then Kulwicki died on an airplane crash. He was with a girl I went to high school with, his dad. He was like the, I'm not even kidding, he was like the VP of Hooters.
Yeah.
Oh. And that was who his sponsor was, and he was on there. So her dad died that day, too. That was weird.
Yeah,
that
was so crazy. Adam was May 12th of 2000.
God.
So, yeah, 26 years.
Wow.
Dang it, man.
Damn it, man. And who was the NBA player that died? That, like.
Well, there were two yesterday, which was kind of weird.
Well, the first openly gay guy. I forget his name.
Jason Collins, right? I believe.
Okay.
He played with Jason Kidd and some other guys. Like, he played for a little bit in the league.
Yeah. And then the other guy was like, and he's the guy that just got busted for like a bunch of drugs or something. And then.
Yeah, Brandon Clark. He was a rotation guy.
He was with he had a bunch of kratom.
Ew.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I know, right over here. Yeah, it was like a ton of. Well, it's. Yeah, I don't know what a ton is really, but.
I haven't heard that in like 10 years.
A bunch of kratom, and he got pulled over for it, high-speed chase, and then all of a sudden just, boom, dead.
He didn't play a lot in the past couple of years, but he was good. He was a spot starter, rotation guy.
Yeah.
You know.
Was he a shot caller?
But with injuries. I saw they said they found drug paraphernalia at the scene when the fire department showed up.
Oh, man.
Possible overdose.
God.
Collins had glioblastoma, though.
And what is that?
Brain cancer. Oh, much, like a tumor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. That was a chair, I swear to God.
Brandon Clark was only 29 years old. That was a real...
That's the chair.
I didn't think that was you, first off.
I really was. Yeah. All right, say something positive. We've shootings and awful diseases and stuff.
Happy hump day.
Yeah, but guests, man, guests are fun.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about that.
I like them.
I slept with my arm hanging off the bed last night. So if you see me like Bob Dolan later, like
it's numb.
It feels like after, like, this is the shoulder that I dislocated when I was playing football back in the day.
The old injury.
Playing the old else. High school injury. And when I took the sling off after ever how long it was, like, I just remember my arm. Marm. It's one word. It's marm. Like a chicken parm. It's a chicken marm. And marm was hanging off the bed, and it's not fully, like, got all the nerve endings going now, right? So don't think I had a stroke or anything.
Matthew, you're going to atrophy if you don't take the sling off.
Well, shoot. That was the biggest pain in the butt. That sucked so bad. You know why it sucked? Because I was still in PE class. This is my freshman year. And I loved playing volleyball. I loved it. And I couldn't play it with my damn blanked up arm.
You couldn't get any digs. You could spike, but you couldn't dig.
I loved playing volleyball in high school. And, you know, like the gym volleyball. I don't like it in the sand.
Well, you didn't have to be good. Mm-mm. But if you play with the girls, played with the girls that actually played volleyball, they were too tough.
Oh, yeah.
They'd hit you in the head with that ball.
Like, y'all playing too hard, man. This is gym.
I enjoyed that, and I enjoyed kickball. Like, I would like to. And I know there's an adult league. I've said this
There is.
Before, where I was like, God, I love playing kickball with those garnet-looking red balls that had that real kind of diamond pattern designed on there, and that sound.
Bing, dodgeball bing, was brutal.
Bing, that sound, you know?
Yeah.
And just the
kick people in the head.
That was so much fun. I love kicking people in the head, Paige. I love it. Paige would envision that boyfriends if she would kick the ball.
I would never do that.
Try to kick it. Did you get a home run in dodgeball or kickball? Was it a home run? The same thing?
That was like whenever we got to play violent sports or tag football or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Or flag football.
Yeah, watch it.
It was a fun day.
Yeah.
But like the ball was so big, if you didn't catch it and you still had to field it, it was hard to throw it the first.
I know. You got to throw it. Somebody's got to catch it. But you couldn't throw it at the person and get them out.
No, that was a different game.
Yeah. Paige, did you ever play kill the woman with the ball?
No.
It sounds weird to play.
Smear the something was
wow,
the other game.
Paige. Wowee.
That game had a lot of names over the
been
years.
Been to Texas, haven't you?
You might have to text in if you know the name of the game. But you play baseball, but you throw the ball at somebody.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of names for that game. A
lot of names.
Yeah, that was brutal.
Paige, that game you mentioned, I believe, was invented in San Francisco.
It probably was.
It was.
And that's sad. It really was.
A lot of basketball games we played.
We love sports.
How they call it? Somebody said it on TV, and they said, kill the carrier. I'm like, that's kind of worse, to be honest with you.
Yeah, unalive the person with the ball.
It was Bijan. Bijan said it.
Bijan Robinson?
Yeah, he said, smear the blank, and then they said, hey, it's kill the carrier.
Bijan. That's a fun name. It's like Dijon.
Like you was named after mustard.
God, if I was named after my parents' favorite dressing, my name would be Ranch Man.
Perfect.
This is the Rise Guys, Matt Man, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
To a lot of females in country music, even the chick who just won American Idol.
This is rap.
Oh, it is.
It rhymes.
It's about to kick in. Ye is going to come in and many others.
Big X the plug. Yo. Wait in the truck.
Dude. I can't. I guess I was scrolling through X and somebody I don't follow because your timeline is full of people you do not follow.
Yeah, I hate it.
It said riding through Atlanta and you see this. And it was CeeLo and T.I. hanging out like at a restaurant or something, just like outside walking around. That's why he's just driving by and filming them. I was like,
well,
how odd is that?
They have to eat as well.
You see CeeLo and Tip, like, is this real? right now? Where's your little like kitty cat at? Remember Cito had the white cat?
I forgot about that. That's the guy that like comes in, makes a bunch of money, and then just goes back into, you know,
yep.
It just kind of hides and then comes back and makes a bunch of money and then goes away again.
That's what they do now with those guest chairs on The Voice or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Because I saw Riley Green's going to do it next. So he'll make money for a little bit and, you know, they'll cycle somebody else in there.
See, that's one of those names. Like, I know the name and I know he's popular, but I don't know any of his songs off the top of my head.
You know what? I don't know his songs, but I think he acts a little too, so he's kind of getting famous for that.
Oh, he's getting that Reba. He's getting them Reba checks.
His suckers everywhere. His guy was on a TV show called Riley. Tonight on Riley.
Tonight on Riley.
Hijinks will ensue when he hooks up with a hot chick at the bar.
God.
Tonight on Riley.
Okay, I'm going to remind you because...
Oh, I sent you something.
Yeah, you did. You said... I'm going to read it. Hold on. I mean, scroll past all the other stuff.
Might be some dirty stuff and some filthy stuff in there.
There is. That's why I don't want to...
Dirty, filthy.
I don't want to accidentally read that. God bless. We texted a lot yesterday.
Yeah, we did. But like in the other spot, somebody was right. There was no action since for a few days in there.
Yes.
In the group chat.
Rob Inario.
Hey, folks. Right.
Did you make him mad?
I don't know what it was. We just... it's usually pretty active, but it wasn't for a couple days.
Maybe he's out of town.
Well, you can still text.
That's true. Well, I don't know. Our boss, when he goes out of town, he says, I will have limited cell coverage. Now, like, I just went out to an island out in the middle of nowhere, and I had great cell coverage. I don't know where he goes on vacation, but he's going to have limited cell coverage.
Yeah, call Stoneman in case of emergency.
Yeah, I spend a week in a bunker underground. Yeah.
God dang it.
Dude, I got something for tomorrow. Don't want to spoil it. One of those things where you tell me if I'm a psycho a-hole or not. The answer is yes, but I still want to hear the story.
The answer might still be yes. Okay, so yesterday I go to the car wash, get tidied up a little bit, and I'm like, you know what? There's a lunch spot nearby. I happen to have an
lunch
app
spot
for
nearby.
This lunch spot. Let me go ahead and do up an order. I'll walk in and get it because that's cool. I got to wash my hands or whatever. I've been touching the hose, vacuuming out the car.
Hey, you're a married man.
Shame on you.
So I go into this place. Might have a couple golden arches, you know.
Okay.
And so they got the little space off to the left where they put the orders at. Mm-hmm. So I see, right when I go in, there's a guy who he goes in, now he goes straight to that little section. He grabs the bag and leaves. I'm like, okay, he got his or whatever. So I'll just, you know. I'm like, oh, that's where that is. Let me look and see if mine's there. Mine's not there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a couple minutes, and the lady says, what are you waiting on? I told her my order, the number, whatnot. Well, she said it was just right there. I said, just right here? Because I said, well, that might have been somebody else's order because he grabbed it and then he left. She's like, no, that was your order. I was like, well, damn. So they had to remake it.
Yeah.
Well, that's not nice.
Well, it's not nice.
No.
2 minutes later, this dude walks back in. Obviously he knows it's not his order, but he doesn't say anything. So he's like, I need my order, and they're like, it's ready, here it is, give me my drink. And then he walks out. I don't say nothing because I'm just not putting it together. They took my order
and now he's got a second order. So he originally did order something. He wasn't just coming in and grabbing food and bailing.
No, he originally ordered.
Okay.
So but when he comes in first, he grabs it, you know. Little do I know that's mine until she tells me.
Right.
So here's where it gets weird. By the time he gets his order and he goes out the door, I got mine. Like, they just finished it. Yeah. So I'm right behind the guy. So I don't say anything to him because right when I get out of the door, he gets in his truck. I won't say what kind of truck it was. So I follow the guy for about a mile and get his tag number. At this point, I'm trying to figure out, like, do I motion the guy to pull over and then talk to him? Or, I don't know how legal this is. If I get a couple of cop buddies, I know to run his tag and tell me where he lives.
For what? For what reason?
I just want to, like, tell the guy, like, because he knows what he did.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is when she says, when the order's ready, she says, I have an order from Mason. It's like, Mason, your order's ready.
Oh, okay.
this might be some pertinent information to know.
Right.
So I thought
he's a Freemason.
So I thought the next best thing, instead of, you know, running the guy's tag, which I still have, by the way, and the description of his truck, I want to publicly shame him right now and say, Mason, you stole my lunch yesterday, and you know who you are. So if you know a Mason that drives a truck, please tell him that he stole my lunch.
Oh, boy.
And you know what? Joke's on you, because I literally only ordered three things. If you got, that's all it was.
Joke's on you. Only at, what, yeah, but what?
I'm trying to cut back.
Three combos or?
Three
no,
drinks. Just three drinks, and they're all diet.
That's the thing. If he would have got my normal lunch order, the sucker would have had to have help carrying it out. Like, he would have had a lot of food.
I was going
to
say, was he a normal-sized fella?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And he knows what he did, too. But it was literally only two sandwiches and a small fry.
Unfortunately, he got everything off the dollar menu, so...
The dollar menu.
Yeah, no such thing.
It's called a value menu now, but guess what? The value went out the window with the dollar years ago.
Right. Oh, wow.
At this point, when I'm driving the, like, behind the guy and not really chasing him, but, you know, I make sure he's not getting out of my sight, I'm like, I did have a little feeling that said, or thought that said, what am I doing?
Well, I mean, you kind of should, following
this guy.
I've done dumb stuff too, but like, you got your food. Now you're saying,
yeah, I got it afterwards.
So do you think he came?
Think he realized what he'd done afterwards.
And didn't want to bring it back in because he knew they wouldn't take it back.
Or he wasn't going to say anything when he came back in.
Yeah.
Now, having said all this, now this morning I see the video that I showed you that's wildly going around Facebook of the guy shoving the lady at the Applebee's.
God bless.
I'm like, maybe I should have pulled back on what I was doing.
Man, that's...
Maybe you should follow people around.
That's the first thing you show me this morning. I'm like, God bless it.
People are so strange.
And I couldn't tell you the context because I don't remember it, but the guy did get arrested for that.
Good. He shoved a woman to the ground, like, in where the back of her head hit like the bar or whatever. Like, very forceful.
Now here's what
I don't know: how you're a man at that restaurant and you just stand there and let that guy walk out like that.
That's what people were saying. Like, whatever guy was in there around him should have dropped him one spot.
Oh, God dang, I would have beat the living S out of him. God, it infuriates me so much when a man does. And you can tell me all day, well, you don't know what she... I don't give a damn what she did. I don't.
She was pretty defenseless because he's a pretty big dude, it looks like, in the video.
I really don't care what the context is. Like, I really don't care what the context is.
So here's the other thing. I get it if you're the family, you know, you kind of want to get even with the guy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So he got arrested for it pretty quickly after it happened, because this was a couple weeks old, and then the video comes out.
Yeah.
Now they're trying to find the guy. Who he is. This got over 700 shares.
Did the couple know each other, or were they strangers?
I don't know. Like, I don't know the details about it. I just know he got arrested for it. So when they're trying,
they're trying to get him doxxed now.
Yeah, like, I don't know what I think about that after the fact. Like, I get it if you're the family and you want to do that privately to kind of confront the guy.
Yeah.
But when everybody's like out for blood over something he's already been arrested for. Now, it was wrong, but he shoved her and he walked out the door.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's like wailing on her, but still, I guess semantics at that point, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah, that.
I don't know if the punishment fits the crime as far as publicly goes at that point.
Yeah, I mean, you can't.
And it was a shock.
It's very shocking to see that. But like, any time I see fighting, you know, like, especially when you're not expecting it, you're just watching a video and all of a sudden a brawl breaks out or whatever.
Oh yeah.
But when it's like, I think,
anybody making a scene like that in public, you kind of, I guess you default to kind of like trying to shy away from it or get away from it.
Yeah.
You don't really insert yourself in the situation.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sitting here saying, like, I would have at least attempted to try to drop the guy if I was there. But then so I'm going to go to jail now because, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, it's one of those things where, but I don't know how you sit there and would watch that and just let.
See, if the guy's still in the restaurant, he like goes to do it again, obviously, like, but do you follow him out and drop him in the parking lot?
I don't know, man.
Now, some people look for a reason, probably would.
And then you hear these dumb pussies that do that. They'll say, well, what about equality?
This is never going to be with that.
Like, I'm sorry you live in that weird world where that's okay to do. And I hope you burn in hell for it. And you will. You will.
So I don't know what the guy got when he got arrested.
And I hope everyone knows it for the rest of your life. Like, oh, that's old Daryl, but he used to beat the hell out of women. I hope that carries through your entire life. I hope it does.
Yeah.
I hope your kids know it. I hope everybody knows it.
But you know what, though? And I hate to bring this back up, but it just to prove a point, the video that went around a couple weeks ago in Pickens County,
yeah,
of the racial slur,
mm-hmm,
I mean, that's all but cycled out.
Why you keep bringing it up?
So I'm saying, like, this video and this guy, like, you know,
yeah,
someone to cycle out too.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Well, yeah.
Like, there's a lifespan on this stuff. There's not really more. Maybe in a few days.
Well, if he got arrested and the cops are doing their job, then, you know, he'll get his just whatever.
Now I get it. If you're the family, like, you don't let it go. Like, you got to settle the score, right?
You hope that the you know, it's handled in the courtroom. Although even then, you know, that's not enough sometimes.
But when people get on, like, the lynch mob, like, let's find this guy.
Yeah.
That's where it gets a little scary. 700 well, chairs, dude.
It's like that one episode of, I don't remember, Law and Order or something. I don't remember, one of those shows. And it was this guy who got killed on an airplane. And no one on the airplane said they saw anything. They don't know what happened. And then they recreate what happened. And the guy was so annoying to everybody that after they did the autopsy, they found the footprint of everybody that was on that plane stomping this guy.
Was it at the Orient Express?
No, that was Midnight Express.
I feel like it was literally the same story.
Yeah, but it was a TV show that I saw one time. I'm like, holy crap, that's so crazy. But like when that gang mentality kicks in, you're like, yeah, God, I see red. We're all just going to beat the hell out of this person.
That's what it is digitally now. Everybody on Facebook is like, hey, let's go after this guy.
Well, you know what?
Now, people, I don't agree when people do it when somebody says something they don't like. Now, it's awful, but if somebody uses a racial slur or whatever, and then people are like, well, let's go get this guy's job, this, that, and the other, like, that's not going to make him change the way he feels.
Well, it's going to make him more hateful.
Yeah. Now he's jobless and, you know, probably going to say worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, shout out to Mason for stealing my lunch.
Yeah, for real, Mason.
What the hell, Mason?
If you know him. I know what you drive.
I have to say, that's one of the most psychotic things you've ever said, though. Like, this is a guy, y'all, that one time they told him to pull forward, and he had to wait so long, he drove away without the food.
I just left.
In this case, he got his food, although he had to wait a couple extra minutes for it, but then followed this guy. I'm like, cost you $4 in gas.
I never thought to go in and just take it. And I know a lot of people probably do that. They just go in and just swipe it.
Yeah, they don't ask for any, I mean, I guess they don't ask for ID or anything because you might be like a DoorDasher or something. But like people just go and grab a bag and then just
walk in and take it. If you want a free meal anywhere today.
Don't say that.
Just walk in and act like you know what you're doing and just take it. No. Now it's a roulette. You don't know what you're going to get. You could get, oh, I got a coffee and a scone. Like, you know, if you get one of my orders, you could have got 2 20 pieces, a couple doubles, McChicken double stack, plain, no lettuce.
Please stop. God, dude.
Why am I making you hungry?
No, kinda, but also, like, stop eating so much. You bastard.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Paige, and we're going to talk about who's going to grace the cover of the swimsuit edition of Sports Illustrated.
Oh, I think I saw one of them.
Hmm?
Is that what Sophie did?
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
I saw that on the Instagram. Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't bother me that, you know, there's really nothing up top. Like, she's an athlete. And it kind of fits her body.
Yeah. It doesn't bother you. That's nice.
Yeah. Because I'd be like, why do you have to cover anything up at that point?
Yeah.
Well, there's actually 4 models. 4 cover models.
Oh, got to buy all 4 copies. Get the collection.
So, Hillary Duff.
Wow.
Oh, she's got a big ass.
And she says, I'm a mom of 4, and I'm not a spring chicken. I don't typically frolic around in a bathing suit, so this was a little scary. So, she's on there.
God, she should, because she looks great.
What's she got to do with sports?
That's a great point. She don't play nothing.
Also, Tiffany Haddish.
What? Again, wow.
Social really? Media star Alex Earle and model Nicole Williams English.
Now, Alex Earle's good looking too. I don't know the last one you said, but Tiffany Haddish is in there?
Mm-hmm. That's weird.
I never saw her as, you know, like a...
Tiffany says it made her realize that modeling isn't as easy as it looks.
I never looked at her in that way as like... Like, you just don't.
And she adds, there was a few times I scraped my knee on the lava rocks and was bleeding, and I was like, modeling is a lot harder than I thought it was.
That was so difficult.
Don't you kind of look at Haddish as, like, just one of the guys, like...
Yeah.
Because, you know, she'll bust your balls with the rest
she
of them.
Played, she's played the, you know, the role of a man in a couple movies, you know? That one where, with Lil Ray...
Oh, yeah. What was that?
Dang it. Strange Trip or something like that?
Is that the one where she peed on the street? Where she was on the... She hang glided across the... God dang it. Well, they were at Mardi Gras. Remember that movie?
Oh, yeah. That wasn't that movie, though.
Okay.
This is the one with Eric Andre. And they go across... I don't remember the plot of the movie. It was silly, but it was funny.
I'll have to reactivate my Black Box trial, see if I can get that one.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Alex Earle, I'd never heard of her. She got 6 million followers on Instagram. She came, she had a meteoric rise in 2022 when she started talking about the vulnerability of having acne.
Yeah,
so she's vulnerable having acne. So bold to even admit it, Alex. Thank you.
I mean, when you have really bad acne, it's bad. It really affects your self-esteem, I imagine.
She still looked good with it. I think she was hooking up with Tom Brady, right? Or was about to.
I never heard of her before. Alex was with an I, by the way.
But three of these, like, you know, what you got to do with sports, like you said.
Yeah. Well, all of them. I mean, really, are any of them athletic types?
No, I don't believe so. One was...
It should just be in people. People, really want, people are pussies. They won't do a hot woman a contest song. Anymore.
Was that Depeche Mode?
It's just, it's Morrissey. They just do, like, sexiest man, because that's demeaning to a woman.
Huh. Well, I think I have beautiful people. Are there 50 beautiful people? That's hard to find.
Oh.
But what is the meaning of your beautiful? It may not be the same as Matt Man's beautiful.
You said that 2 days in a row now. I'm starting to think that something's working between you two over there. The tension's finally...
What did I say?
What did she say?
Yesterday she said how hot you looked. Today she said you're good looking.
No, I said... What the hell's going on? No, you misunderstood me. I said your beautiful may not be the same as his beautiful, as far as you may not be...
She did say I looked hot yesterday.
I know, like there's no misunderstanding that.
It's okay. That's fine.
She did the two fingers in the tongue, too, when she said...
Well, you look hot.
Well, now you...
Every day, fat boy.
Now, it's like the consolation. Like, everybody has to be hot equally. That don't mean nothing.
Well, I don't want to hurt any feelings or step on any toes. You're all hot.
I feel like Paige would be at the top. Well, all you naked men showed up anyway, so you might as well just come on in.
It's the Paige 50, whatever.
Paige 50.
What the hell? 50 people?
Uh-oh. Hey, that's starting off small potatoes there, buddy.
Yeah. That's just practice rounds. Well, good for those ladies.
Does that still sell?
I don't know. Last time I looked at one, they were like, I'm not kidding, like $15 for a magazine. It's like, it ain't even naked in it.
Yeah.
I know. I think
Hillary's like in a one-piece bathing suit.
Well, she's been like, you know, quasi-naked and some other stuff. Hillary Duff.
Yeah, all of them are these people in the text. They're all pretty, but it's like it's Sports Illustrated. That's weird. That'd be like if... I mean, Malachi Rogers won a radio award. It's the first guy I saw on TV. I just looked over.
Or Fred Cunningham won best hair in the upstate. Like, it just ain't a thing.
No.
I love his bald head, though.
Yeah.
Soft and supple.
Soft and supple.
Like, it looks...
I don't know what to say.
Let's talk more about... How many keys to your car do you have?
too many.
I kept thinking about that yesterday. I was like,
I got a night key and a day key.
It's like just two different keys to her house so she doesn't fumble going in the house for the keys. I love that.
Why not get
one keychain that has 10 copies so no matter what copy it is,
it's brilliant.
It's going to work. God, that's good.
Yeah, because
car keys.
It's a page hack.
She drives the type of car, it's real expensive to get a copy made of that key.
Only have 30 minutes for lunch? Try using two forks at once. You'll eat twice as fast.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.